Hey, it's Dan Patrick. Here's your chance to score with Maaco Auto Body Shop. Join us in San Francisco for Super Week. That's right, a trip for two, airfare, hotel stay, and VIP access to see us do our show. Maaco also giving away 5 free paint jobs and 10 swag bags. Enter daily for a chance to win. Get official rules at danpatrick.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. D.C. residents 18 or over. Ends 11/23/25.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The White House announces that the ATACMS platform, a weapons system of great sophistication in Ukraine, will now be given permission, the platform, to fire long range into Mother Russia. That has happened immediately afterwards and continues. The headlines in London today say more ATACMS are fired into Russia. What does this mean? We also get the other announcement that the White House is releasing anti-personnel mines to the Ukrainians. What does this mean? I welcome Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired, author of When China Attacks, writing a column about the ATACMS. We'll begin there, because this is the weapon system that the White House has made a deal of not to use for nearly 3 years of the war. And now, with a new president coming, with the report from the battlefronts, and especially in Luhansk Oblast, that the Russians are making incremental but steady advancement, with the news that the Russians have put North Korean allies in combat in the so-called Kursk salient, with other news that they're recruiting from a wide variety of allies and friends, including the Yemenis, the Houthis, all of those reports coming in. And now, first-rate, 21st century, start-a-war missiles. Grant, a very good evening to you. What makes sense of this, if anything? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. I'm not sure what does make sense. I think the most commonly heard justifications are to give the Ukrainians some more firepower so that they will have a better bargaining position if a deal is to be cut. The other one is maybe to try and keep the Trump administration from cutting the Ukrainians loose somehow. The administration has not clearly explained itself on this. As a practical matter, adding the ATACMS, or at least the ability to shoot them into Russia, because the Ukrainians have had these weapons for a while now, it's really not going to affect anything. I'd compare this to, say, in about 1917, I'm adding some more and bigger guns on the Western Front when the Germans were fighting the Allies. You can knock things around a lot, but it isn't going to break the stalemate or the current sort of matchup between the two sides. The timing of it really is odd, to say the least, 2 months before the end of the war. And I would note, if the Biden administration had provided ATACMS and the ability to use them against all sorts of targets, about 9 months into the war, when the Ukrainians had the Russians on the run and very confused, if they had done it then, they might have had a success of letting the Ukrainians prevail on the battlefield, or at least cut a very good bargain, a deal with the Russians. But timing matters in warfare, and windows are only open for so long, and the Biden administration would not support the Ukrainians when that window was open. So now we're really just slugging it out against each other. And there's some reason to suspect that the Ukrainians are getting a little bit shaky. But time will tell.
This is a 21st century weapon, I've been told, and it requires a coordination not only with the men and women on the ground. It's a very elaborate mobile weapon system with what looks to be a V-2 rocket. That's the ATACMS warhead itself. But it requires coordination of intelligence gathering, including the satellites and drones. My understanding is that's not Ukraine. That's the United States of America. Is that a good assumption, Grant?
I think so. There's only so many places you can get the targeting information from. And the United States is, of course, the most likely. The British could provide some, the French, if they were of a mind to share it. But these weapons without, let's say, the targeting information would not be particularly useful. So that is a fair assumption.
And that means that the U.S., from the Moscow point of view, the U.S. is participating in a NATO action that attacks Mother Russia. Is that how they will interpret it?
Well, they could. They can interpret it that way if they want. And this is a sort of a dicey business at this point. You know, think about when the Russians were, aiding, our enemies in Central America, when they were providing aid to the North Vietnamese. We, of course, didn't like it at all, and we were pretty darn angry. And if we had wanted to, we would have had a casus belli, a reason to go to war, but for political reasons, you don't. So the Russians can interpret this any way that they want. And they just might interpret it the worst way if they think that's going to be to their advantage. One thing I would add, John, is that really, if you look at war, that it's rare that the introduction of a single weapon system actually has any decisive effect. And putting in ATACMS into Ukraine without a lot of other things, that this isn't going to be, as I said, it's not going to be decisive. It's very rare to think of a case when, adding a new type of weapon and a wonder weapon of some sort really shifted things on the battlefield beyond what the fundamentals were at the time.
The other announcement is anti-personnel mines. How to interpret that? It seems passive defense.
Oh, the reason you want anti-personnel mines is because you're getting swarmed by the other side. They've just got so many people coming at you that you've got to have these to slow them down, to cut down the numbers. The Americans, for example, cut out an exception to the use of anti-personnel mines for the Korean Peninsula, as I recall, because they were afraid of the really human wave attacks that could overwhelm a technologically superior or even a tougher enemy or defender in our case. So when you give these weapons to the Ukrainians, one suspects that they're sort of teetering here and there on their front. And so poor Mr. Trump is being handed something which isn't exactly going to be easy to solve. I would note from all of this that I still think it is essential that the Russians and Mr. Putin are not allowed to come out of this claiming that they succeeded or that they came out ahead. For all the problems in how this war has been prosecuted by us in particular, that nonetheless, I think our interests are very much in ensuring that Putin and his friends, who aren't any nicer than him, are not allowed to claim that they succeeded or that they won.
About the ATACMS again, I'm told that what we have here is a very, very shallow arsenal. They don't have a lot of them. Do they need a lot for this to be effective? It seems almost like a demonstration as opposed to an attack.
Well, that's right. I don't think we have as many as we need. I think the answer of how many we need is always going to be one more. We never thought we'd have to fight this kind of war, so the production has not been on the level to allow us to continue to supply a whole lot of these, and you do need to use a lot of them. If this is just a demonstration, that it's not going to frighten anybody at all.
Grant Newsham reporting for the Sunday Guardian in India on the ATACMS missile. We know very little right now about the targeting. We're making assumptions on the basis of what the weapon system says. There's also the British version, the Storm Shadow. There's a French version. And Russia is very unhappy being attacked by London and Paris and has said so.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock, LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.